Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is that time again that the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director joins us, Emily Bivens. And Emily, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me. Hey,
thank you for coming back. You know, like I said, we can't keep you out of the studio.
I love being here.
Yeah, we love that you're here too. We have a lot of things to cover here, Emily. We're getting close to the end of the year, but that doesn't mean the chamber is letting up on things. We have a lot of things that are happening, including this reintroducing the local regional committee that the chamber had quite a while ago, but they're bringing it back and doing so with a business after hours, right?
Yeah, the committee has been inactive for at least a little over a year now. So our board of directors has really been working to revive that committee. It's a very important part of the chamber. It's the advocacy arm of the chamber.
Right.
So they could host legislative forums, do some voter education, as well as address different issues that can affect our area businesses, right, and bring those to our city council or local legislators. So very important part of the chamber, and our committee that we have formed within our board has been working to revive it, and they've developed a policy form and some the policies, and then obviously a form, support right. form that goes with that, so that if somebody from the community has something they want the chamber to bring in front of the chamber and the chamber to take interest in and to discuss, there is a process now and how we do that and how we handle that and how the chamber makes decisions on what we will support, what we won't right. support, what we will be indifferent about. So there's a whole process now on how to do that. So what we're looking for now are those that are interested in being a part of that process. So we're hosting a business after hours over at the Quality Inn and Suites on Tuesday, November 26th.
Next week.
Yes. From 4:30 to 6, we'll be in Taps Lounge. Just to gain interest in the committee, if anybody wants to be a part of it, we will start meeting in 2020. We're going to meet the first Wednesday of every month at 4 p.m. And I just realized a day or two ago that the first Wednesday in January is New Year's Day.
Yes,
so we might have to reschedule our very first meeting. But the committee is happening. We are reviving it and we're going to be moving forward. And I'm really excited.
Yeah,
so
I imagine with this committee, Emily, real constructive and ways to better the community and advocate for those. So anybody who's interested in doing that is more than free to inquire about joining, right?
Right. And the committee, it's a chamber committee, so it is focused on our local businesses.
Totally.
But that encompasses a lot.
You know, it does.
Quality of life, all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, I'm just really excited to see where the committee goes. We have a member from our board that was appointed the chair of the committee, Kevin Walker,
awesome.
From I3G Media here. He will be the chair of the committee in 2020.
So. Excellent. Very good. So keep that in mind, but a good chance to learn more about it is with that upcoming business after hours at Taps Lounge, yes. November 26th, starting at 4:30. Feel free, jump in, talk to Emily or anybody else there about it a little bit.
Yep.
Take an interest in our community. Emily Bivens again, Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Also, Emily, the another arm of the chamber, if you will, are these business trainings, and there's another one coming up here in December.
Yes. In partnership with TrainND and JSDC, we hold these different business trainings. This one is situational leadership concepts. It'll be on December 4th. So the registration deadline is Monday, November 25th. If you would like to register for that, you just go to jamestownchamber.com, click on our events, and you can read all about the training and register right online.
Perfect. So. Yeah. Take advantage of those. They're doing it for the community to better the community, as we always say.
Yes. And there is a discount for chamber members.
So. Excellent. So also another benefit to being a chamber member, like we always say. So business trainings, of course, like I said, the business after hours, Emily, but a big one that we're kind of keeping on our radar, we're getting closer and closer, is that annual banquet in January 2020. And there's some changes that we want to talk about a little bit this year.
Yes. The banquet will be on January 23rd. And we'll be up at the Harold Newman Arena this year. We're switching up a little bit. but I love this event. It is so fun. It is an opportunity for us to look back on what we've done the past year. And then, of course, to recognize all of those individuals that will be receiving awards for their outstanding service throughout the community. So it's just a really fun night. It's one of my favorite nights, one of my favorite things about being a part of the chamber. And I'm just really excited for it. So like I said, it's January 23rd, Tickets are now available online, so you can go on jamestownchamber.com and get those tickets or stop by our office. There are advanced tickets available for $40 a piece until January 15th.
Okay.
After that, the regular price for tickets is $50.
Perfect. So early bird tickets, get those so they have a good idea. Again, taking place at Newman Arena on January 23rd, 2020. I liken it to a like hype fest for Jamestown. It's like, look at us, look what we do. We get to brag a little bit about what we do and all the great people and businesses and community that we have. And Emily, in order to do that, we do need community support and input because you need nominations in order to know who we're hyping up.
Yes, absolutely. And all of our nominations, you can submit a nomination form until December 9th.
Okay.
We're looking for nominations for the Citizen of the Year, which is kind of the Lifetime Achievement Award in our Jamestown community. We're also looking for the Above and Beyond Award winner and the Young Professional of the Year. So all awesome. Those award nominations are still open. If you have somebody in mind, send those our way. And then I just do want to point out that this isn't, I know we have a lot of fundraising events in town.
Yeah.
This isn't a fundraising event. This is just purely to recognize all the goodness, and it's just a feel-good event in our community. But there is a little bit of a fundraising element to it.
Yes.
But right. It's for a very good cause, and it takes a little bit of your time.
Yeah.
It's for the Chamber Past President Scholarship Program.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. That's a yeah. great program you guys
this
have.
This is a benefit I don't think a lot of our members know about. The Chamber partners with the University of Jamestown and the Jamestown Regional Medical Center to provide two $1,000 scholarships to University of Jamestown students.
Yeah.
So we do that through a raffle that we hold during the social hour of the annual banquet, and that's the only fundraising
right.
that we do for this program. So it's a very important part of it. So feel free to buy a ticket or 10 when you come to the annual banquet.
Yeah.
It's very reasonable price, and it goes to a good cause. Last year's scholarship recipients were Amanda Allen of Pingree, North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and Dawson Jeffrey Dowdy of Jamestown.
Awesome.
Amanda is pursuing a career in physical therapy, and Dawson hopes to own his own business one day. So very
awesome.
Cool. And it's a program, like I said, a lot of people don't probably know about, that the
right.
Chamber is involved in this scholarship program. And then thank you, obviously, to our partners, the University of Jamestown and Jamestown Regional Medical Center, in helping us pursue this program
right.
and to continue this program for our area students.
And the community members who buy the raffle tickets and help make that possible. That's a huge deal, too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's just all around a great piece to add into the annual banquet. And it's just really fun.
It's another feel good. It's another reason why you should go to the annual banquet January 23rd, coming up here real soon. So get your tickets. And Emily, there's a way they can do that. There's a way they can learn more about this, make a nomination, get their business training. Everything, they can get it done by contacting the chamber, and there's a lot of ways they can do that.
Yes. Like I said, you can visit our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. You can call us, 701-252-4830, or stop by and see us. You're always welcome. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
There you go. Perfect. Emily, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Warren.